Our gospel tonight finishes the sixth chapter of John's gospel, and it is in here that John proclaims this Eucharistic gift that Jesus has given to us, to his church. But we also hear some very human things in there, some struggles with faith, some struggles with life, some struggles with doing the hard things. Because Jesus confronts those who are following him, those who accompanied him on this journey. And they say to this teaching, "This is too hard. Who can believe this?" And it's good for us to remember what they are saying is so hard to believe. Because in the gospel, the sixth chapter, Jesus begins this by reminding him that he is the word of life. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. His words are life. And then he continues to say that he is also the bread of life, more abundant, more generous than the manna of the desert that their forefathers, the ancient Israelites, ate. That he is the cup of salvation, that through him sins are forgiven, reconciliation is complete, and union with God is here and now. The kingdom of God is at hand. But then he goes on to say, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood," and he says that several times, "eat my flesh. I am the flesh for the life of the world. My blood is for the salvation of the world." And you come to understand maybe why so many said, "This is too hard. Who can believe this?" Because in fact, we know that if you said that to someone today, "I am going to go to church tonight, where I'll eat the true flesh of Jesus and I'll drink the true blood," most people, most Christians, and yes, many Catholics would say, "I don't really believe that." And yet that is what Jesus teaches. And when he asks Peter, "Well, are you also going to leave?" we get this great confession of faith. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You are the word of life, and we have come to believe and are convinced that what you say is true. It is only through you that we can get to the Father." And so we have this dichotomy, this difference in what is going on. Some are leaving, others believe. We have to try and find out deep within ourselves as we listen to this hard reading. Do we believe? And what is God asking of each one of us? Because why were so many people accompanying Jesus? Well, we go back further in the gospel, right? And we read why so many are accompanying Jesus. First of all, he keeps on feeding them. Anybody who's ever had a stray cat knows how easy it is to keep the cat around if you feed them. Once you take away the food, they go away. So they're getting something. He's curing people of sicknesses, right? People who have never been able to walk are walking. People who have never been able to see are seeing. People who have never been able to hear are hearing. He is raising children from the dead. He is doing all of these marvelous works. He's casting out demons. He's doing mighty works and deeds. And they are following him in abundance. And yet today, they come up to a, "It's hard to believe. This is too hard." And how many times have we said that in our lives? Whether it's at work, "This is too hard." Whether it's in a relationship, this is too hard. Whether it's in a illness or a sickness, this is too hard. We're in a suffering, this is too hard. And we turn away from it, turn away from God, and walk away. But what does Jesus ask of us? The same thing he asked of Peter. Because when we flip the question around, when he says, are you also going to leave? What Jesus is saying, are you going to stay with me? Are you going to remain with me? And we hear that again and again in the gospel. The last time we will hear it is when he looks at the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane before his passion and says, will you stay with me for this hour? Not just in the garden, but for this hour of my suffering and death. And of course, we know the story, so we know how difficult it was for them there. But this is where the blessing of God, this is where our God is so different than us. Because even when we walk away, God gives us that invitation once more. Remain with me. Come back. Come back and be with me. Share your life with me. Give yourself to me. And I will be with you forever. Because if we simply go to God to get stuff, get the bread that'll feed us for today, watch the miracles around us, but never truly come and give ourselves, then we will say, this is too hard. Who can believe this? And at times we will walk away. But it is when we remain with him, when we listen to him, when we talk to him, when we pray with him, when we join with him in community, when we become one with him in the Eucharist, then we begin to offer ourselves fully and completely, our time, our talent, our treasure, the fullness of who we are, our loves, our hopes, our desires, our sins, our sufferings. We offer our whole self to God, and God works within us to bring us to completion. That is his promise. It's the promise that we hear again and again and again from Jesus and from our church. It's a promise that we hear in that second reading from St. Paul. Now, that's a hard one. I'm sure a lot of the wives in the audience or in this congregation tonight were going like, be subordinate to my husband? No, he better be subordinate to me. Right? It's hard to hear that. But Paul reminds us that it's a great mystery, and he's really talking about Christ and his church. Because to be subordinate is to be less than. And the first person that we hear say, I'm going to be less than, is John the Baptist when he says, there goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I must decrease, I must be less than, so that he can be more. Because if I'm more and he's less, then it's all backwards and it's never going to work. And that's the way it is in each one of our lives. Our job is to point others to Jesus. St. Paul is saying the job of the wife is to point the husband to Jesus. And of course, the first line is, be subordinate to one another. So the job of the husband is to point the wife to Jesus. And if we do that, then we love one another as we love our own selves, right? What is the first and greatest of the commandments? And second is like this, love others as you would wish to be loved. And so we come here today to remind ourselves of that, that faith at times is going to be really hard. But if we remain with him, remain with our Lord, then we journey forth and we try and find that true life, that true peace, that true gift of life that is given us by our God. So as we celebrate this great Eucharistic feast, we hear God calling us and asking us, will you remain with me?